With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. The campaigning is getting tough and tougher.
Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump tells Michigan supporters at a rally in Novi their swing state needs to tip the scales for him.
The fate of our nation is truly in your hands, Michigan. You have to stand up.
He also doubled down on his previous critique of Detroit.
I think Detroit and some of our areas makes us a developing nation.
Trump got support from Muslim leaders in Michigan at the Saturday afternoon rally, where he also went after his opponent, Democrat Kamala Harris. She was in the state campaigning with Michelle Obama. Trump won Michigan in 2016. President Biden won the state in 2020. I'm Julie Walker.
Mr. Trump also campaigning today in Pennsylvania. Also at srnnews.com, Israel attacking Iran with a series of pre-dawn airstrikes, that in response to the ballistic missiles of the Islamic Republic that fired on Israel earlier in the month. Israeli military spokesman Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari asserts that Israel's right to its own self-defense.
The regime in Iran and its proxies in the region have been relentlessly attacking Israel since October 7th on seven fronts, including direct attacks from Iranian soil. Like every other sovereign country in the world, the state of Israel has the right and the duty to respond.
United States approving $2 billion in arms sales to Taiwan, including the delivery for the first time to that island of an advanced surface-to-air missile defense system. Taiwan's presidential office thanking office, or Washington, for greenlighting that deal. At the same time, China is not too pleased with this move at all. This is SRN News. It is, to say the least, an extremely unique Holy Bible for children.
Lifeway Christian Resources has released a special version of the scriptures designed to help youngsters with dyslexia. The CSB Grace Bible for Kids uses a special typeface that makes it easier for those who suffer with dyslexia to read. Lifeway President Ben Mandrell tells the Christian Post, quote, "Dyslexia shouldn't keep kids from reading the Bible. We want to help young readers interact and connect with God in a personal way through His Word." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Voters in Nebraska will be seeing competing abortion measures on their ballots. One amendment would create a right to abortion while another would restrict it. So what happens if the competing measures both pass? Well, the Constitution in Nebraska says the conflicting provision with the most votes would prevail ultimately. This is SRN News. Carrier Spirit Airlines continues having deep financial trouble and may be looking to unload some inventory as well as other cost-cutting measures. Keith Peters has more.
The low-cost air carrier is cutting jobs and selling off some jets worth millions of dollars as it aims to cut costs amid looming financial struggles and an uncertain future. Spirit says it has identified about $80 million of cost-cutting measures set to begin early next year. Those cuts will be driven primarily by a reduction in workforce, the Florida-based airline disclosed in a Thursday regulatory filing. The budget airline also agreed to sell 23 airplanes for about $519 million. That could help provide some key cash for a company that's faced loss after loss since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic. Keith Peters reporting.
More details at srnnews.com.